You're listening to Marketplace Weekend from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Now let's talk about some of the other stories going on. And it's the weekend, so let's have brunch.
We are out at the Pullman Kitchen in New York on 2nd Avenue, and I am joined by Shawnee Hilton, the Deputy Editor-in-Chief of BuzzFeed, and Shannon Bond, Media Correspondent for the Financial Times. Welcome to you both.
Hi, Lizzie.
Hi.
I want to start by putting the events of this week in a larger context and talking about Ferguson and other news stories, but how we consume them, how a lot of people consume them, which is through individual news feeds. Shawnee, you pointed out in an email to the two of us kind of how our consumption of news is so cherry-picked by how we read it on Facebook, on Twitter, and how siloed that can be.
What's really fascinating is when a lot of the Ferguson protests were blowing up last week, late at night, all you would see is people tweeting about Ferguson, tweeting links to live streams, tweeting pictures, a lot of reporters online. And then you'd go over to Facebook and it was all ice bucket challenges. And then, you know, the next day you realize, like, Ferguson might not even be trending on your Facebook feed.
Do we know why that is? Is that individuals' preferences? Is that algorithmic? I mean, Shannon, you cover media. What's going on there?
We all know Facebook uses algorithms to set what appears in your newsfeed. So you follow your friend list, and they are all posting a whole lot of content. You're only seeing a sliver of that. And Facebook is always tweaking how they're deciding what to present. Remember, they got in trouble with experimenting over that with users.
So it's constantly changing.
Exactly. Exactly. But it also is determined by who you're going to follow. And it's one of the things, this does happen on Twitter. I mean, people in our newsroom will say, oh, such and such is blowing up on Twitter. Well, it's blowing up on your Twitter.
Right.
There's so much of that self-selection there, too, that I think does play a part in this.
I find it really fascinating because typically I post on Facebook a few times a week, and I usually get a lot of interaction with my posts. And then I posted something on Ferguson. It didn't get as much interaction as I normally do.
Really?
Yeah, and I ended up polling a bunch of my friends, and a lot of people mentioned either they're not really seeing Ferguson content in their Facebook timeline, or when they post about it, they don't get as much interaction. And in fact, one woman put up a status update saying she was married because she knows that Facebook will show that forever, for like days, at the top of people's feeds. And she just used that to talk about Ferguson.
Wow. So it's this sort of like life event versus news event. What ranks where?
I don't know. If you were an alien who came from Mars and you looked at Facebook at my feed, you think all of my friends were babies, right? That's what's on my feed. And I know it has to do with what I say that I like. For us as journalists, we expect to use it in one way, but that may not be how the broader public is using it.
Someone who just took 2 days of vacation, I tried really hard not to check my email, and I failed utterly. Daimler, the car company, was basically like, hey, don't look at your email, employees, delete it, like, don't even...
Beyond that, they're deleting it for you.
They're deleting it for you, yeah. They're just like, mm-mm, not gonna happen. Do you guys do that?
It depends on the vacation. I've had times when my out-of-office message said, I'm not checking email, and I'm not going to check this email when I get back. So please, if it's an urgent, resend to me. Yes.
So one of the things somebody once told me was that if it's really important, they're going to resend it. So it's okay maybe to come back from vacation and declare email bankruptcy and just say I'm going to start from scratch. And maybe that's a good in general. I get so behind on my emails when I'm not on vacation.
I wonder if we start to crave this, though, right? I used to check my email in the morning and, you know, be fine with leaving it overnight. I can't do that now.
It's that dopamine hit. I mean, it's why do you check Twitter constantly, right? Your brain rewards you.
But that's weird.
It's totally fear. Weird. Maybe you're afraid of something. I'm often afraid of my inbox.
Really?
I'm afraid of it blowing up.
Do you know how many are in there? Like, if I were to say, Shawnee, how many emails are in there?
Oh, God.
That you haven't read?
That I haven't read none. Because I check constantly.
You are inbox zero.
I probably have, like, at the moment, maybe like 100 unread. Now, some of those are actually things that I've read, but I've marked as unread to remind myself to deal with them. But then they fall farther and farther down. I have not found a system. I have not hacked my email.
Yeah, no, I've got like 1,100 unread emails.
It's all about that priority inbox.
I'm never getting to them. I'm sorry, Mom. It's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Shawnee, you highlighted one story that makes me happy in an otherwise depressing month. Please tell it.
So a Starbucks drive-thru in Florida, some woman went through early in the morning, as you do, and I believe paid for the person behind her and just bought their drinks. And that ended up being an unbroken chain until late in the afternoon, during which 379 people bought each other drinks. And the last person was just like, nope, I'm not buying it.
That's a pretty good chain of paying it forward. And that makes me have a little bit of faith in humanity.
Amid
these terrible couple weeks of news we've been seeing.
Do you have a good one, like a good weird or happy story?
Amid all of the depressingness on my Twitter feed, I follow emergency cat kittens. And they did some really excellent work this week.
So that's the good side of the internet?
That's the good side of the internet, because, you know, you're reading along and sometimes it can feel like your feed is one just black hole of just horrible things happening. But then you get a happy cat picture. So
free coffee and a cat. Shannon Bond from the Financial Times, Shawnee Hilton from BuzzFeed. Thank you to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.